Techno Progressivo, you are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you are listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I have a really nice interview feature tonight from Chicago legend DJ Heather, and I will get to that shortly. But first, let's check out our track of the week. I've got some beautiful summertime vibes from Quebec's Fred Everything. This is him along with At Jazz. The track is Stay a Little While. Enjoy. Some nice stuff there on Lazy Days Music. It's Fred Everything with one called Stay a Little While. And if you like your track summary, that's definitely one for you to add to your record box. On to the feature for tonight's episode, DJ Heather will be in town next Friday the 24th for the Nordic Tracks 25th anniversary party at the Hollywood Theater. I was fortunate to connect with her and talk about mixing, production, and where she hopes to take all of this going forward. Full track listing along with selection of DJ Heather weblinks can be found at the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Let's check out the first half of the interview. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Chicago-based DJ and producer DJ Heather, an absolute legend of the scene. She's been producing and mixing for over 30 years. She's toured everywhere globally, held down some amazing residencies, including Spy Bar in Chicago, done mix compilations for Fabric in the UK, and has featured on BBC's Essential Mix. She'll be here in Vancouver on Friday, June the 24th at the Hollywood Theater as part of the Nordic Tracks 25th anniversary party. Tickets for that can still be had on Ticketweb. So, kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound?
Pretty significantly Chicago influenced, meaning signature sound of including not just Jack in House, but hopefully influences of gospel, techno, you know, overlaying stuff with acapellas, just kind of making mixes your own in that way, just kind of trying to separate yourself from other people. Stay with me. Honest, stay with me.
Conversation such a chore. Bottle empty, such a bore. Right now, the sudden score. Memories of love no more. Checked out the door.
What was it about life and growing up in Brooklyn and eventually Chicago that inspired you to produce the type of music that you play and perform?
Well, I came to Chicago when I was 7, so I think there was a lot of the city influence. And then growing up here, Chicago radio and stuff like that kind of made house part and parcel of life. It was a big deal looking at it retrospectively, but living in the moment to be able to turn on a TV show or a radio station and hear house music playing. So it kind of became part of my upbringing and then going to underage clubs, which was a big deal, and sneaking into the ones that weren't so underage, as well as there was, you know, juice bars, etc. So between the legit places for teens and like sneaking into spots, it really influenced me. And then over the course of growing up, working in different record labels and distribution companies and record shops, it was always kind of continuing element of house within all the other ways I participated in the music scene here. They kind of just worked in parallel. And how it affects how I produce and DJ is a really big thing, where I find that people don't give you a lot of room to mess up. So it was always kind of an unspoken rule to basically have your skills tight. And that's how I kind of like progressed as a DJ, formerly being known as playing hip hop and rare groove and dance hall and all that stuff. And I guess I applied those same kind of like ethos to playing house as well, just trying to be really keenly aware of programming and skill set.
action. Don't miss some affection.
Okay, and then shifting over to the production side of things, when you are producing tracks, which DAW do you like to work with and why?
I'm kind of on a super, super chill, that's what I'm looking for, outboard stuff. So I use my old MPC 2000 and just kind of like crunch stuff from there. That's kind of where I'm at right now still, you know, and then I do a lot of just my own edits on the fly, so I can just make them and extend them. Sometimes, you know, that's the best way. And then other people, when I work with them, it's kind of like we use whatever they feel comfortable with, and then we just collaborate in their environments, in their studio environments.
And when you initially started working with outboard gear, was there some aspect to that that made the production process challenging for you? And how did you eventually overcome that?
It was kind of like learning how to like truncate and kind of working the swing of an MPC, and which I think was a great all-in-one tool to kind of learn how to be patient, because sampling time was really, you know, not the highest, working with floppies, that kind of thing. So that kind of like set the tone for me to be patient and get what I want out of something. Because it's like, if you don't have a lot of things at your disposal, you just kind of, you know, work with what you have.
Thinking about it.
Okay, big question time here. A little bit of introspection. When you look back on your career, given that you've had 30 years in this industry, what do you think it is that you've done to manage to keep yourself relevant over that period of time, despite musical trends that have come and gone?
Well, I think being true to a sound, but not necessarily catering to a sound that I've been known to grow up in. So case in point, either people may, dare I say, know me from a certain period, but I don't feel like I continually play music from a certain period. So kind of just being true to what I do, authentically presenting music that I love, and trying to push things in that regard. So I think when you're really honest about what you're doing, people respond to that honesty. So I think that's why I've been able to kind of just keep going and finding new people who are into what I do, who are like, you know, who may have never heard me before, which is always great. I'm also being a staple, but not necessarily, like, I wouldn't consider myself just a 90s DJ for people. I think that's really key, because I'm always interested in different types of music, and that love and that general desire of exploration, it keeps things fresh for me anyway. So I've always been a music fan, so I will continue to be that type of person.
Can you hear the sounds?
Okay, let's take a look at the DJing side of things here. When you are performing a live set, what's the setup that you like to use, like CDJs or Traktor, or do you even like to incorporate vinyl in the sets that you do?
Well, it depends. Well, vinyl I incorporate, especially at home with my live streams. I do a thing called H's for Hustle when I'm streaming. I've just taken some time off, but usually it's been pretty much every day or 3 days a week where I'm able to kind of just go with the flow. I never have really themes per se. I just kind of, you know, play music. People talk amongst themselves, and I'm able to pull vinyl from my collection, what I have in my studio. So it's, you know, old and new stuff, but that's kind of where I use vinyl predominantly. And then on the road, just making things easier, using USB. Sometimes I use Rekordbox, sometimes I don't. But that tends to be the easiest thing for doing things on the fly, as well as like going through new music, be able to put together playlists that are fresh for a particular party, because some sounds people may feel more on the West Coast than the East Coast. Every venue is different, time, set time is different, time of day lend themselves to how people are going to feel about certain records. Sometimes things feel a little breezy and more late afternoon. Other times it might be, you know, 3 or 4 in the morning and you need a little something that's more, you know, aggressive or edgy. Again, it just depends on the space and place, you know, being able to, you know, dare I say, using that phrase, but being able to read a room and hopefully having all those tools at your disposal. So you're like, you know, you may not have a preset set, because I don't have preset sets. What I do like to have is just an idea of where I'd like to go and kind of have the framework there, and then kind of subsequently plug in stuff that I may feel like fitting or things that might not work in this specific time, and then I interject something else. So, but just basically having stuff at the ready. Yeah, it keeps it fresh for me and keeps it exciting, because I'm not really counting on preset sets.
Okay, you mentioned earlier that you like to bring in acapellas when you are doing a live set. And when you are performing, how many decks do you like to run off of? And do you like to bring in stems and other elements and things like that in there as well?
Mostly I'd like to have 3 if possible. That's always ideal. 4 is like optimal, but 3, that way I can have one that I kind of just dedicate to acapellas or beat tracks or something, and I want to have running over the other 2 records that I might have going that are blending, or then I can just use another CDJ to reference something, what I'm looking for. So all those things kind of like are going in play. I kind of know what's going on, but I kind of don't. It's really just so off the fly. So sometimes people ask me about tracks or like what you did with certain things. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'll have to review it later, that kind of thing.
Are you ready?
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 Are you ready? Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You are listening to the DJ Heather interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh. The station is 101.9 CITR. First half of the interview wrapped up there with her track Bump This Groove. Second half kicks off with one called Driving. Full track list along with a selection of DJ Heather web links can be found at the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. On to part two of the interview. Okay, you are going to be here in Vancouver on Friday, June the 24th as part of the Nordic Tracks 25th anniversary event. So what can clubgoers expect from your set that night?
You know, I think a tip and a nod to stuff that Nordic Tracks has been putting out, in addition to, like, you know, the era that people know me for. And it's going to be a family event, so it's going to be, I'll be able to hopefully do a lot of different things and people will be ready for the ride. You know, it's a culmination of the sum of its parts, because I'm part of this big event. I don't really feel like I'm headlining, because you have Fiasco there, J Tripwire, John Delirious, a lot of people, Dana D, Crown, you know, Sean Dimitri, a lot of people who are stalwarts in the Van City scene for so long. So I really feel like it'll be like a nice reunion for sure.
We'll be right back.
Okay, let's take a broad look back on your gigging history. Have there been any specific clubs, events, festivals over that period of time that have really stood out for you and left an impact? And if so, what made them so special?
Well, always playing at Tokyo, in Tokyo, regardless of wherever it may be, has always been super fun, enthusiastic crowds. Vancouver as well. Always nice to play there because I've always enjoyed the city. I've been coming there since 97, I think, and it was so welcoming and loving from the beginning. So that's one of my favorite cities in general. I can't even name a venue because I've played a lot of them, big and small. So I'm very grateful to be asked to come back so often. Chicago, of course, I have a Smart Bar residency, which is kind of like one of the tent poles of the city and scene here. So I enjoy playing at least once a quarter, special events, that kind of thing. Fabric, I used to be a resident there as well. I played there for many, many years, released a CD through the club itself, and that's in London. A place in Wellington, New Zealand called Sandwiches. I'm not sure if they're open any longer. Again, just a really great space, brick, wood, great sound. And then as for festivals, I just, you know, I do raves and fest. I think one of my favorite ones was like Key in the Park quite a few ages ago. That's one of my bigger UK ones that I played. That was super fun. Man, there's been just so many. Crossfest just recently was super cool. Did Arc in Chicago, which is one of the best new festivals, I think, in North America. They're kind of like tipping the hat to Chicago house, but incorporating guests from all over. So they're doing their second. I played the inaugural one. They're having their second one this year. WMC, when it was that, and then it became Winter Music Conference, and then now it's Miami Music Week. That's always been fun. I don't know, just a lot of, I mean, I've been really fortunate to play literally all over the world.
Okay, and then looking back on your body of work, can you think of a track or two that you've made that have really stood out as something that really defines who you are, and what makes that track so special for you?
I think maybe Something Else with Second Shift, and Second Shift is JT Donaldson and Tim Shoemaker. We put it out on Seasons Recordings, and then it was subsequently picked up by Mark Farina for, I think, one of his comps. That was kind of like a gateway, and him putting me on for quite a few different tours, just saying, hey, I want this person to open, was kind of like his way of saying, I really like what you do, I trust you with opening duties. And then Everything's Electric is probably the second fave with Brett Johnson because it was licensed quite a few times through Classic, Dot Bleep, picked up for many different licenses for other mixed compilations. And it just had that big room storytelling element that people seem to dig. So I think those are like the top two.
Okay, and then taking consideration of your peers, can you think of one or two other DJs or producers whom you really like and admire, and what really stands out in the music that they either play or perform?
Some of my favorites for 30 plus years, you know, even before I quote unquote became a known DJ, if that's even a thing, but, you know, seeing them play and still inspired, I'd have to say Diz, Mark Farina, of course, Derek Carter, they're still, and Miles Mieda, I think they're still some of my favorites. Top four, you know, right off the top of my head, that I really enjoy like listening to them because I'm not sure what they're going to do, but I'm always going to be inspired by it. And I continue to learn from them still.
Okay, and then what is the vision for the future for yourself, both in production and in DJing?
Yeah, I mean, still kind of like just trying to still have fun. You know, there's been so many times where I've like set these arbitrary goals of like, oh, I'm going to stop, you know, and I just keep going because I really enjoy what I'm doing. And I think that hopefully translates to how I play and the energy that I have. You know, again, these are really generic DJ quotes, but they're really applicable. So I think just continuing to challenge myself, and, you know, if I'm not really sure about a space or place that someone wants me to be there, I'm always grateful for the opportunity. So I think that with that comes the challenges. I've been surprised at people who asked me to do stuff. Case in point, playing for the Dirty Bird events. Those have been fun, and I should have mentioned those as one of, like, highlights as well. Kind of being able to play for them a few times and being completely out of that known wheelhouse and being able to make new connections there has been really, really fun. I'm grateful for that.
Okay, and is there anything else that you'd like to promote right now?
Yeah, I mean, I've got tour dates, which are kind of like ongoing, perpetual. I'm always going. So, of course, the party this coming in a couple of weeks at the Hollywood Theater. Then also I do relatively scheduled, consistent scheduled streams via Twitch, which I just call practice sessions, but they're really just a chance for me to play music and hang out. So it's under the umbrella of H is for Hustle and the Sci-Fi Show. So I do those pretty often. I took, like I said, I just took a break because I was doing them for so often for close to a year. And I was like, you know, I'm going to step back and get my schedule going again. But yeah, those are the things right now. I've got some other projects coming up, but I don't really like talking about stuff until it's out there.
This has been DJ Heather. A selection of DJ Heather tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of DJ Heather web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to get down to the Nordotrax 25th anniversary event next Friday, June 24th at the Hollywood Theater to check out her brand of music on full display. She'll be performing alongside the likes of Johnny Fiasco, John Delirious, Sean Dimitri, along with Tim Fuller, Jay Tripwire, and Luke McKeon, a definite who's who of the local deep house scene. Tickets can still be had at Ticketweb, so thank you very much for doing this.
Transcendence. Transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to DJ Heather for agreeing to interview. As well, head on over to the Techno Progressivo Facebook page to check out the full track listing along with a collection of DJ Heather web links to learn more about her. Also, remember to get down to the Hollywood Theater next Friday the 24th to see her set along with the full Nordotrax crew as they celebrate 25 years of classy deep house music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, head over to the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or at Apple Podcasts to check out this episode or more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone. on by. Stay up to date with the show by following our socials, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Up next on the station is going to be Attic Jam. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's Track from the Past. For this one, let's hop back 15 years in time to 2007 for some more Deep House goodness. This is At Narco's track, Don't You Know, featuring Johnny Fiasco on the remix. Enjoy this one, and I will see you back here next Sunday.